reflection by Father Luis Cesano from the Gospel Luke 6, verses 43 through 49. A tree and its fruit. First, the tree. This has to do with looking at your life and discovering what identifies you. It is not your knowledge or degrees that demonstrate the type of person you are, but rather your attitudes and your gestures, the way you talk to people and treat others. That's how we get to know people. Your life is also marked by situations that lead you to either be hard on people or more understanding towards them. To get to know you, it's not enough to see your resume or your titles. We simply have to see whether you say hello or not. Second, depth. Where are you standing in your life? The key is to see what you cling to in tough and difficult times. When there's like a tornado in your life that shakes everything and won't let you stand firm, what do you cling to? You must root your life in silence and prayer. Yes, slow down. Find serenity, because when these types of storms and tornadoes appear, everything is more bearable if you are safe and protected in your inner self. If you are trying to find a way out through here or there and don't know who or what to hold on to, the tornado might blow you down. Don't fall into activism, but rather find yourself so that the storms in your life disappear quickly and you can live in the calm and peacefulness again. Third, sand. This refers to that which is no depth, when you choose things without examining them deeply beforehand. One question you ought to ask yourself should be, what contribution does this situation or this person make in my life? Well, if the answer is nothing, like sand, that is blown away in the wind, then distance yourself from it, or them, because otherwise they might cause many problems in your life. Pay attention to the fruit you bear. Let me tell you a fact. Attending Mass is important, but that's not the only thing that is considered by God. Once outside the church door, your attitudes towards others after Mass are the ones that add miles to your trip to heaven. Remember this, because heaven is our goal. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.